Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Father God, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are great God, an eternal God, and an everlasting God. We pray now, Lord God, as we celebrate this day, a day, Heavenly Father, you sanctioned and declared from the very foundation of the world, that we can magnify and call upon your holy and your righteous name. For your name is above all name. Your power is above all power. And for that, Heavenly Father, we are eternally grateful. Now, Father, in a year, you sanctioned, you declared it, you decreed, we pray in a mighty way that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name, and for his sake we ask it all, and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Western, to you, the Antioch family, those of you who are visiting with us today, if there be any, those that are watching by internet, and those that are watching us by Paradise, listening to us by Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from the book of Job, the first chapter and the first verse. The book of Job, the first chapter and the first verse. And when you found it, say amen.
Amen.
Where we find these words which are recorded. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Thank you. You may be seated. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. I want to use our topic this morning, equipped for this very moment. Equipped for this very moment. I chose that topic because one of the things that should be applicable to each and every one of us this morning is that we should all be equipped in whatever aspect of our ministry that we have. We should be equipped to serve the Lord, for he has anointed and appointed us in our endeavors. But as many of you know, the month of February has always been designated as a month of the heart. It is where people get married. I got married in the month of February, and our anniversary is coming up shortly. I actually proposed from this very pulpit. But in the United States, the of America, it has been also designated as Black History Month. And many of you are aware, we just acknowledge information regarding the heritage of Black Americans in our country. And we acknowledge those Black men and those Black women who gave their lives to break the stigma of racial animosity and racial injustice and racial segregation, which has impacted people of color. And I wanted to emphasize that word people of color because anybody that have skin tone are people of color. My brothers and sisters, we see how things have transpired over the last several years that have been alarming. But as we look at America, we can look at the world at large. For there have been men and women who have put their lives on the line for the rights of equality in this nation. Individuals like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Sister Rosa Parks, Brother Medgar Evers, and others fought for many of the rights that we enjoy today. My fear, my brothers and sisters, is that we're losing something because every succeeding generation get a little weaker, and I want our children to always hold on to our history, hold on to who we are as individuals, and not forget the struggle that we have fought for and still fighting for today. When we think about all of the things that have transpired, we see that freedom that we enjoy today came with a cost. And we would like to share our concern concerning what is transpiring. We would like to share what God is doing in our lives and how God has never been concerned with our skin color. Because God made us in his image and his likeness. Today, the world is full of problems, and that makes it problematic. The world is full of problems, and even in the Bible is full of individuals who had problems. And in reality, everyone has had some type of problems or trouble or situation, whether they are great or whether they are small. Abraham, you know him. Abraham had problems. When he and his nephew disputed over the territory. In Genesis chapter 13. Jacob had problems when he discovered that he had married the wrong woman. Elijah had a problem when the brook of Cherith dried up in 1 Kings 17th chapter. Joseph and Mary had a problem when there was no room in Bethlehem's inn. Paul had a problem when he became shipwrecked off the coast of Malta. What about us this morning? Antioch, do you have any problems within your life? Is there anything that is concerning you, troubling you, bothering you, upsetting you? What is your problem? But the Bible is full of problems in this dispensation or this church age. We all will have problems in life. But I'm reminded, whatever your problems may be, my brothers and my sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, we need to cast them upon the Lord. For he cares for you. The Lord is simply saying, your problems are only temporary, for I have your problems in the palm of my hand. Your problems is temporary, for trouble does not last always. My brothers and sisters, you are personally equipped. And are you equipped? And will you be equipped to handle what we're seeing and happening today? There are things that are transpiring that I ask the question, are you equipped to handle the social, economic, and political pressures, trials, and tribulation that we are experiencing at this very moment, at this very hour? We can't escape it because it is a reality. And we have to understand what we are going through has been preordained, sanctioned, and declared by our Lord, our God, and our King. And so it should not be a mystery. It should not be bewildering, because the Lord has already said these things shall come, but this too shall pass. We have a Redeemer this morning that we can see and understand all of the great things and all of the great works that he has done. And we have a Redeemer who is on our side in spite of all of the trials, the tribulation, the ups and the downs that we encounter in life. And so when we think about this man called Job, if there were ever a man who encountered great trials and great tribulation within his life, it was Job. We think we have problems, but when we think about Job, Job had problems. Job is believed to have lived around the time of Abraham, with a book of Job being possibly the first written portion of Scripture. The book of Job opened with a description of Job being from the land of Uz. A man who walked upright, feared God, and sought to avoid evil. We are introduced to Job as we examine and discover a man who was committed to the Lord. And that commitment could not be shaken. For scriptures state that he was upright and that Job feared God. That word feared have reference to reverence, respect, and or admiration. He feared God. He had reverence for God. He respected God. And he had admiration for God, because God is the maker, the creator, the sustainer, the ruler of this world and the world to come. He created this world and the entire universe. What kind of God is it that we serve, that is over all, sees all, above all, and in you and I, through the power of the Holy Spirit, making us conformed into his image and his likeness? One of the things that we have learned is that when we are committed to God, there is an adversary who does not like what you like. An adversary who fights in wars and strives to separate you from your maker and your creator. We are told how an angel appeared before God, and a fallen angel showed up as well. We're told that there was a conversation that God had with this fallen angel, going by the name of Lucifer or Satan. For the Lord said to this fallen angel, Lucifer or Satan, "From where do you come?" And he said, "From going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth." Sound to me like he was bored, but he was looking for someone that he could succumb. Sound like he was searching and seeking for somebody that he could destroy. Sound like he was upset because there was nothing on his agenda, nothing on his plate that would make him satisfied. And the Lord was speaking to him now, because the Lord had something on task. God said, "Have you considered?"
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana.